You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Prime Time with Isaac Insu.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'm going to be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Prime Time with Isaac Insu.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
All right, 409. I was just helping Mike with his golf swing. Off the air.
It was kind of adorable that you, like, Mike was asking questions and you kind of had that. You wanted to go and, like, tussle his hair.
Well, no, I mean, he's just, he was at Topgolf.
Yeah.
And he was struggling a little bit with his irons out there. And he was like, hey, so what's the deal on this? I can hit that 3-wood pretty well, but not my irons. And I was just laughing because it's like, man, it's so hard to know what you're doing wrong. Because he said he was like, he was chunking his irons. It's like, I got to see what you're... There could be 8,000 reasons why you're chunking, and I have no clue until I see it. So it's like, I was laughing because it's like, I don't even know where to begin to tell you what to do.
My question was more a basic one of, because I've taken some lessons, but I've never played a round of golf, which I've talked about on the show 100 times. But I've gone to Topgolf, and I've gone to driving ranges, and I can hit the ball straight, and if I, you know, have a good swing, it goes really far. But when I try to take the iron out, I feel like... I always leave it short. And I was like, is it the same kind of swing, or am I just copying my wood swing and it's
different
wrong completely?
Yes. You have different swinges, but we'll leave it at that. And then
a swinge and a miss.
We can help you win the US Open at another time. Now we are running behind.
I honestly looked down at the clock and I was offended. Like, I did not.
Even you were offended.
I was. We are poor clock management on this
program.
What
Jeff thinks.
We're like Chip Kelly clock management, and I looked down at the clock and I was horrified.
Okay, so this is great because we're almost done here.
Yeah.
But we got to give you one thing before we go to break and get back on track. In the news, 4:30. We'll talk about Agent Orange and Wallowa Lake. But somebody texted and said, where was that text? It was about Draymond Green to the Blazers.
Yes, yeah. Someone said, would you still want Draymond Green in Portland?
That's what it was.
Yes,
now,
yes, all the yes.
Every yes.
So Klay Thompson.
Yes times yes.
So Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant are free agents. Klay is unrestricted. Durant has a player option. And then Green has 1 year left on his deal.
And there is a belief that maybe that's not the guy that they are going to extend the max offer to. That if Klay and Durant come back, there is a rumor out there, at least a belief, that you sign them to max deals. You view this as kind of a redshirt year. And then Draymond maybe gets dealt to try to get younger or to get some assets. And then you save having to pay him the next offseason because you're not going to pay him anyways, and you're not going to contend for a title. And if that's the case, all the yeses in the world, pick up the phone and see if they're interested in kicking that can down the road. Because I think Draymond Green was the difference in that series this year. I think if you traded Draymond to Portland, I think Portland wins that series. And I think if a healthy Nurkic and a motivated, pissed off, chip on the shoulder Draymond, non-fat Green, I think that is the difference maker that you need to be a contender.
So dream a little bit and say even Draymond Green could be a one-year rental.
Yes.
Right? That could be the
still do it.
That could be the way you get your hands on him, is that he's got 1 year left on his deal. Maybe he doesn't really want to play in Portland, or maybe he's got other ideas. Who knows? But you can get him. What if you got Draymond Green, who was a little pissed off that they dealt him because he has that chip, and he goes to Portland and he's like, I want to do everything I can to beat the Warriors. And then you start running that pick and roll that he ran with Curry. Now, Damian Lillard is not Steph Curry, no, but he's damn good. And can you imagine, like, Draymond Green is the perfect player that would complement and round out the Blazers roster, because he could run that pick and roll with Lillard like he does with Curry. That is just a total... Damian Lillard has never had a pick and roll partner like this guy. That's what Green is so good at, among other things. But that would just be a perfect fit because they need somebody on the wing who is a little bit more versatile, and that's Draymond Green. He checks all of those boxes.
And he's a defensive anchor for you. He gives you championship leadership. Yes. He's a guy that can push the break. When you can have Dame and CJ run out with Draymond pushing the pace like he did against you all four games when they ended up getting swept. I just think that would, and if you could find a way to get him for, I don't know, maybe they're looking at young assets and it would take you giving up a Collins or someone like that and some picks. I don't know.
Then
if
Collins goes to the Warriors and wins 5, 6, 7 rings.
Then just kick that can down the road. Okay. I think next year you've got an opportunity to really make a move to try to jump up and be a contender. And I think if you put Draymond Green with a healthy Nurkic on this roster, get your mid-level exception to try to go out and find another shooter to space the floor, because you're going to have to replace Rodney Hood and, you know, Cantor. Those guys are both going to be gone. But you do those small little moves, which Neil has been really good, the GM bro, about bringing those guys in, finding the Seth Currys, finding the Enes Kanters. You put Draymond, motivated, like you said, pissed off, in shape, Draymond Green. Absolutely, I think you are a championship team next year. Doesn't mean you're going to win one. But I think that you go to near the front of that line.
All right, coming up next, U.S. Open.
USA,
USA. USA. It's 4:15 on the Fan.
What? No.
Bro.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, well, the score's not as low at the U.S. Open today. The low round I'm seeing so far, and a lot of guys still out there. You know, West Coast golf, it's weird, but, you know, I mean, there's a ton of guys that are playing right now, and they'll be playing for the next couple of hours.
Yeah, there's tee times that are, you know, 4:30.
I don't know about that.
Yesterday, I saw some couple of the Pacific times were teeing off in the 4 o'clock hour.
Were they?
Yeah.
I thought the last groups went off like around 3, but anyway, I remember when the Chambers Bay had the U.S. Open, it was so cool to watch it so late. It's just different. It's weird to get used to, but any hoosies. Webb Simpson shot a 68 today, and that's your low round. So they're not going quite as low, and Justin Rose is leading at 7-under. He shot 70. He's got a 2-shot lead on Aaron Wise. Mm. Still up there. He shot 71, even par.
Former Oregon Duck.
Rory McIlroy, 5-under. Gary Woodland, Louis Oosthuizen, and those guys are all 5-under.
Yeah,
so,
they're like through, I think, 5 right now. I think Louis is.
Now, the cut line, they're saying, is projected at +1, meaning everybody +2 or north of that is out and will not play the weekend. And unfortunately, that includes Spencer Tibbetts, the Oregon State amateur, who had a pretty good showing. He shot 74 yesterday, but he only shot 70. He shot 71 today, but he's 3 over. So he's probably not going to make it.
No.
So my 1,500-to-1 bet on him to win it and shock the world is now defunct. It
didn't
or quite, maybe.
Didn't quite work out.
We'll see.
So is there room here for him to go all Kim Jong-un and just start hitting hole-in-ones?
Well, he's done, but...
Well, he's not done yet. I mean, the cut line could move, but I doubt it.
He's done, but the cut line could move, yeah.
Yeah. So, who's Jace? The U.S. Open is great. Should be a great weekend. Ricky Fowler's leaking oil a little bit today, but all the big names are up there. Tiger is, he's going to make the cut. He's even because he shot a 72 today.
So he's 2-under for the tourney?
No, he's even.
Oh, for the...
Yeah, he's even par.
Okay.
Phil is going to make the cut. He's 3-under today. You got Koepka, Kuchar, like I said, McIlroy, Sergio. The big boys are all up there. Even old Jim Furyk's up there.
My computer just froze, so.
It's going to be great. Also, there was one other thing before we get to Drake audio. There was a Jordan Spieth controversy today.
Yeah, Spieth drug his caddy through the mud.
Yeah, he got mad. And now he and his caddy have a good relationship, Michael Greller. And yet it seemed a little, I don't know, Greller. Well, it just seemed a little edgy today because Spieth, he had like 7 birdies. I didn't see how he finished. Yes, he shot 69. So he is 1-under.
Well, at some point, he flew one past the green.
Well, there were two. He
But the blow up, the one that got caught on audio that everyone's talking about is, I don't remember what green it was, but he flew the green. He went over and ended up in the rough behind it. And he turned, and they caught it on audio, and he turns, what's his caddy's name?
Michael Greller.
And he says, great, Michael. He goes, that's two perfect swings, and you put me in the water on one and yep. over the green on the other. And then yep. he kind of slams the club and...
And he walks off.
And walks off.
Which to them is probably nothing because they have a great relationship and they're always talking out there. But, you know, I mean, it also could be like, whoa, they may be kind of breaking up here before yeah. our very eyes.
Well, just there was a bunch of people, of course, on social media, and then everyone has to, you know, bag on Spieth and say, oh, you don't throw your caddy under the bus like that. And you're the one that gets to make the final say. And
I mean, well, it is ultimately on the player, but the caddy did. Yeah. He said perfect swings and the caddy put him in the wrong spot. Yeah. So, I mean, caddies can be criticized just like players, and, sure. and I think they I feel like those two have such a good relationship that that's probably nothing to them. Well, but to us, it looks kind of shocking because he was caught on tape.
Well, obviously, Spieth is in the middle of competition. He's not happy, and he feels like his caddy let him down a couple times, and he's letting him know. I don't think there was anything wrong with it. It'd be one thing if he was, like, dog-cussing him, but he didn't. He just said
that. What if he slapped him? What if he backhanded him?
I do think that would be a...
Called him boy.
I think that'd be a bit much.
Wrong clubs, boy!
Well, he's not I don't think his caddy's African-American.
Whoa. Well, that's not what I meant. Jeez.
Kind of. Where that...
Now it's awkward.
Where that usually comes from.
Well, anyway, Spieth is one under? Yeah, he's one under par. Okay, now to Drake audio. Are you ready?
I am ready.
So Drake was in Toronto. He was not in Oakland last night.
He will be as insufferable as you could possibly get for the next 9 years because of this.
Well, he's insufferable anyway, so it doesn't really matter, you know?
This will only ratchet it up. And he announced that he has new music coming out, which I'm sure will involve some sort of bizarre championship song.
So he had a championship hat already.
Yeah. Well, he was exhausted in the interview, man.
He's wasted.
He just is like, he played a real tough game there.
Dude, tell me this guy is not on drugs,
no,
okay?
He's plowed.
So here is here because, you know, nobody holds an impromptu press conference after a championship like Drake, right? Like all these media are sitting there waiting for to hear what he has to say at what do they call that?
Jurassic Park.
Yeah. So he's walking around and they're like, hey, Drake, congratulations. And here's what he said.
This is poetic. You just got to watch it happen. The 6-6, Kyle Lowry with the ring. Kawhi Leonard bringing a chip to the city. I want my chips with the dip. That's all I know. I don't want my chips playing. I want my chips with the dip. So bring them dips. That dynasty's over. We did what we had to do. Praying for KD. Praying for Big Poppy. But tonight belongs to Toronto. It's not about what it means. You know what it means. You can turn your cameras up to the screen and know what it means. We did this. We did this off of heart. We did this off of love. We willed this into existence. We manifested this. I told you the first time. People like to make memes. Make another meme out of this. It's beautiful. Look at my brothers up there celebrating it. It is what it is. You see what my hat says. Not finals, not Eastern Conference, not nice try, or see you next year. Champions. Let's go.
He willed it into existence.
There's a lot to chew on there.
There is. There's a lot to take in.
First being chips with dip. Like, could he be any cheesier?
No.
Like, really? That's what he said?
He doesn't want plain chips, right?
So is that blow?
Is that some other sort of intoxicant? We know that there's a lot of booze involved there, and it wouldn't surprise me if there was some nose candy to go along with that. Maybe some E. I don't know.
Yeah, see, there you go.
He's certainly on something.
He's wasted right there.
Did you see Plant Man?
No, what does that mean?
Lynch, do you have the Plant Man in Toronto? Look up the clip and pull it for me. Because last night Toronto went crazy, obviously. The city was going freaking nuts. And in my opinion, there's one man that out-partied Drake, and that's simply known as Plant Man. And if you haven't seen Plant Man, shame on you.
I've not seen it. Shame on me.
When Kawhi Leonard eventually gets back to Toronto and he manages to settle down, he needs to run into this fellow here because he's got I believe he's got some sort of ficus that he wants to give.
Oh. So he's at the party carrying a plant because he wants to give it to Kawhi Leonard as a gift.
Yeah, and at least that's his explanation. He's partying and the newsman is like, hey, what's going on? And he's just randomly carrying around this big plant. And it's not like it's in a pot or anything. It's just like he ripped this plant up from the ground.
Was it our old drunken fern?
It does appear to be a bit of a drunken fern. Like, it's not like your traditional house plant. It does look like some sort of big fern. And, yeah, he wants to give it to Kawhi Leonard. And
he likes the chips with the dip.
Yeah, he doesn't want plain chips.
And by the way, that term chip drives me crazy.
I know. It's like the natty. But to be fair, who wants plain chips? I don't.
Yeah, he does like him with it. Well, yeah, we all like chips with the dip.
Like, if I showed up to your house and you were having, like, some sort of soiree, a shindig, and you had plain chips out, I'd be like, really? What is this, amateur hour?
And then the thing about memes, and it is what it is, like...
Well, that's the Drake curse, you know?
Yeah, well, he said... The other thing, it wasn't in there, but he said, they said I was a curse, now they cursing each other out.
Yeah.
I mean, his lines are so bad, dude. Yeah,
he's a tool, but...
Super tool.
His life is great.
Is there such a thing as a super tool? Because he's one.
I think this is super tool.
Like a super tool category?
Well, it's like being a douche or being a douche canoe. Yeah, it's just taking it to the next level. Yeah. I certainly think he takes it to the next level.
Steph Curry now 0-for-8 on go-ahead shots in the final 20 seconds of NBA playoff games. Did you read that stat?
I did not read that stat.
0-for-8, bum loser.
Now,
by the way, they got him a pretty good look.
They did. Nice play. In fact, when they threw that, I guess that's a Brad Stevens special where they do that. They throw the ball to the weak side and then they set a screen to get the guy coming around an open look without the ball. I thought when he threw that ball to the other side, I was like, oh my God, they just threw that out of bounds. Like, I thought that was a turnover. And was it Draymond that ended up making the grab? It was a nice catch, whoever got it and then ended up getting it to Curry. And yeah, he had a look at it. But he was not very good once Klay went down. In fact, I think he only had, was it 3 points? It was 2 or 3 points once Klay went down. He kind of disappeared. Now, to be fair, he got the Damian Lillard treatment.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they sent everybody and the kitchen sink.
Wait, he loses all the good players around him, and he's suddenly not as good?
Yeah.
Shocking.
Funny how that happens.
We also have two other just quick finals notes. The highest drafted Raptor, they said this on the broadcast last night.
15th.
Is Kawhi 15th.
Yep, highest pick.
Not one guy in the top 10 on that team.
And that's why I said I think that's a really cool story. It was good for the people of Toronto. It's a great fan base. It's nice. It sucked that dynasty had to end like that. I would have liked to have seen someone knocked off Golden State. I'm not going to say the right way, but, you know, defeated Golden State in a fair, you know what I mean. It does feel a little bit cheap that Golden State had that dynasty taken down, not by anybody on the court, simply by the fact that they fell apart with injuries. I would have liked to have seen Toronto taking them down or someone taking them down when they were healthy.
And then the Gasol brothers are the first brothers to win titles in the NBA, Powell and Mark. Huh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and the lesser-known Gasol brother, Cooper, still not a champion.
And never will be, loser.
You think there is a Cooper Gasol?
I don't know
if there's another Gasol brother.
I don't know
brother?
If there's a third Gasol brother.
I feel like there's a Gasol sister.
And I don't know about much about Mark, but I've seen a couple things on Powell, and he's a really, really smart guy.
Like, great guy.
Like, he was on his way to medical school and is a really bright guy and has a lot of varied interests.
You know who used to rave about Mark Gasol being just a stud?
Huh.
Was Tom Penn. Remember old Tom Penn?
I do remember Tom Penn and his great head of hair.
Penn worked with the Grizzlies with Gasol. When Gasol was there, remember Gasol was a Grizzly. Yeah. Paul Gasol was a Grizzly.
Yeah.
And he just swore by that dude. Said he was one of the best guys ever.
Well, it was weird because when LA made the deal, they got Paul Gasol from the Grizzlies just in a salary dump. And part of that deal was they sent Marc Gasol, who was like an afterthought. It might have been even like a second round pick, and ended up going over there. And Marc Gasol ended up having a great career.
It's crazy. You know, well, anyway, that's another discussion. But Marc Gasol, it was Powell, and then like way down the list was Mark. But then there, like, Mark came out of nowhere, and was suddenly really, really good.
Mark had some All NBA seasons and was really good, and then kind of got traded during that fire sale that Memphis had, and he ended up being a nice piece for Toronto.
Okay, I have Plant Guy audio. Are you ready?
Yeah, I love Plant Guy.
What's with the plant, man? Where'd you get that?
It's a housewarming gift for Kawhi.
Oh, I see.
He's staying.
Does he know this yet?
I'm waiting. Have you seen him?
I haven't seen him yet. I think he's somewhere in Oakland right now, celebrating his butt off.
Well, when you see him, tell him I got a housewarming gift. Tell him I love him.
I will. What kind of plant is that?
Tell him thank you for the shot.
What kind of plant is that?
It's a plant for Kawhi. It's a Kawhi plant.
It's a Kawhi plant.
It's a Kawhi cactus.
Have a good night, man.
Coactus.
Coactus. I like it. I like it. It's a plant guy says it's a coactus. I think plant guy, I think he's doing well. I think he's having a good night. Let's just put it that way. Coactus.
We the forest.
It's a new species
forest.
Of plant.
We the forest. We the forest.
Have a good night.
I don't know. We
there
the forest?
Go. Plant guy, ladies and gentlemen.
Man, I tell you, they get wasted in Toronto.
He said we the forest.
Plant guy left and then he came back again. And if you look at him, he's just gone.
I think he's saying we the forest because he's holding a plant.
It's possible. And again, that's not like a house plant. He stole that plant from somewhere.
There is another Gasol brother.
Is there?
Cooper, yeah.
Cooper Gasol?
Adria walked on at UCLA.
Mm. And they're Spaniards, right?
Yeah, they're from Spain.
Yeah.
Those bros.
Well, that brother sucks. He's a walk-on.
Yeah, there's a third little brother.
Loser.
I don't see a sister here, though. But Mark's a big gardener.
Oh.
You know that?
Well, maybe.
Green thumb.
Maybe he can hook up with plant guy in Toronto.
Right.
With a Kawhi cactus? A quactus?
Man, they are so loaded out there.
Yeah.
And rightly so.
The some of the scenes of the championship celebration was really cool.
Do we have an arrest count at all? I didn't see.
I haven't seen an arrest count.
Were they civil in Toronto out there? They probably were.
I didn't see anything burning, but there was plenty of people that were like opening up their window and just like taking cell phone video of the city.
That was cool. I did see that on Twitter where somebody opened up a high rise apartment window or something.
It sounded like a rock concert.
You could just hear the whole city celebrating. That's super cool. Yep.
First championship. What's
you mean? Chip.
Chip. First chip since the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah, which was...
90... Was that 90,
91?
92 when they went back-to-back? Somewhere in that early 90s?
Joe Carter.
Yeah, it's been a while. Now, was that the first one or the second one? I don't remember if that was...
I don't know,
because
they
went back-to-back, and I don't...
have to research.
I don't remember which one that was.
All right, bros, in the news coming up next, but first, Mike with SportsCenter.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, I did look it up for you. The Toronto Blue Jays won back-to-back World Series in 1992 and 1993.
Ah.
So we were off by a year. And they won them both in six games. And the Joe Carter home run was game six of the second year, 1993.
That was the Phillies. And then they beat, did they beat the Braves?
It was the Phillies and... Drum roll, please. Pulling it back up because I failed to look at that and I don't remember on Sports Talk Radio.
I would help you. My computer's still broken.
Of
anybody?
Portland.
Sports Mike. You're a baseball nerd. Don't you remember
this? Yeah, who was that, Mike?
I don't remember.
Mike doesn't remember.
God, I can't believe we host a sports show.
God, we're such losers.
By the way, they're running ticket specials for 16 and under at the Rays ballpark. $2 to get into the game.
Yeah, it was Atlanta.
Yeah. All right. So I was right. Suck it.
Well, I didn't say you were wrong. Why are you telling me to suck it?
Nothing. I just was happy that I was right. I just figure in the early 90s, if someone lost a World Series in the National League, safe bet to say it was the Braves.
All right. Folks, it is June 14th, 2019. It is time for the news.
Did you see that? They're running ticket specials. $2 to get into Rays games right now.
Yeah, I'm watching the Rays because I want to watch Blake Snell pitch.
Yeah.
But,
not going so well.
I hate watching games at the Trop because the Trop sucks.
Yeah, I can't believe that's how desperate you are. $2. It's like a better off dead.
$2.
Just let them in free.
Yeah, like what's the difference?
16 and under, you bring an adult and you have a beer and you kid can get in for free. At least there's power. There's no brownouts there tonight.
Yeah, they lost their power yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah,
that's like the second time that's happened.
It went dark.
You know, the same weekend, the power in the Trop and the power at Oco where the A's play, the same weekend, this was like a couple weeks ago, they lost their power in both stadiums.
It's better than the raw sewage that sometimes fills the dugouts.
I mean, it's such a joke.
In Oakland.
All right, it is Flag Day. We adopted our flag in the year 1777. You may know the flag with the stars and stripes.
I do know the flag.
Are you a flag guy? Do you got a? I see you as a U.S. flag guy. Like, you have the flag outside your house. Am I wrong about that?
I had at my old house. I don't have one at this one, but I do have like a big. It's a big wooden flag inside the house that we have that's hung up. We made one. It was like an arts and crafts project.
So it's your day, Flag Day.
All right, go flag. I like the flag.
It is also National Flip-Flop Day.
Like flip-flops too.
And I am honoring flip-flops and wearing them again. I think I've worn them all week.
Except my chiropractor said I should not wear flip-flops. It's bad for my back.
Yeah. Yeah, you need some arch support, do you?
Apparently, you grab on with your toes and it's bad. I don't know. I was just told that I used to wear flip-flops all the time.
You need some Skechers.
And now I usually just wear, I wear regular sneakers.
All right, well, we'll get to the Agent Orange story in our next segment. But you know the old Blue Heron paper mill down in Oregon City?
I do. It's gone. Well, it's going.
Yeah. It could become a casino.
Hell yeah.
Totally. I'm so with that idea, too.
Sign me up.
I think that's awesome. Like, that setting, for that to be a casino would be amazing. Now, what's going on is the Grand Ronde tribes, they're denying that, though. So they're in the process. Grand Ronde tribes are in the process of buying the land. Okay? So they're going to buy, because the Blue Heron paper mill shut down. That was a long time ago. And so it's just sitting there. And they're still about a month away from, you know, tightening up all their due diligence and stuff like that. But if they buy it, it would give them access to, that's a prime fishing location right there at Willamette Falls. And so they were talking about building a fishing platform and this and that. But they deny the idea that they want to put a casino there.
Why deny it? Why is it?
They're saying that is not the case.
Why do we all, well, not we all, but the people, why is there a group of people that are so anti-casino? Why is that? Casinos are great. Even if you don't like to gamble, casinos are so fun to go
to. I don't know
to.
That there's that much opposition to casino, is there?
I always feel like anytime someone brings up casino, everyone freaks out. Because I lived in La Center for years and years. And everyone fought that casino tooth and nail. Now that it's there, it's fantastic.
Well, I don't know that there's that much opposition, but I'm sure that the opposition that is there is vocal.
Yeah, we always clutch the pearls, and it's like to bring in a bad element. And
yeah, they're scared.
I
think that'd be a cool setting for a casino.
Yes.
But they say that they don't plan to build a casino there because the state law is that you can only have one casino per tribe, and it has to be on tribal lands. Now, many people don't believe them. They say, look,
you're looking to find a way to fudge this.
We know what you're up to. But the Grand Ronde tribes, they also own, I didn't know this, but they also own the old Multnomah Greyhound Park.
I did not know that.
They own that, and they say that they're still trying to decide what to do with that. So they're moving into property in Portland, and so, of course, so they own the old Multnomah Park, and they may be buying this old paper mill, so what they're... A lot of people are like, look, we don't believe what you say. You're trying to get close to putting a casino.
So is that Spirit Mountain? Is that the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Spirit Mountain. And they keep saying, well, Spirit Mountain's our baby, and we've done a lot of stuff to it, and it's great now.
Yeah, but wouldn't you rather... If you could only own one, wouldn't you rather have one that's...
There's... Look, this here? Is why no one believes them. It's Portland. Of course they want a casino in Portland, right? And thanks. What a better place to put a casino than right there on that paper mill site. I think that would be awesome, but
you can turn Spirit Mountain into, I don't know, turn it into something else.
But
way
for
stop
now,
on the way to Chinook Winds.
For now, they're saying that is not the case, and they get frustrated when people continually ask them about that.
No one buys it. Sorry.
Okay, Agent. Oh my God.
Do you have Agent Orange?
It's possible. Agent Orange found in Wallawa Lake.
Just some barrels.
This is not a good thing.
No big deal.
So we'll get to that story coming up next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Yes, sir. Sports and hard Friday.
Well, we sports and we rocking.
Well, we're both, bro.
That's how we do it.
Sports and we're rocking. We're doing it all. This is in the news for June 14th, 2019. Now, to the Agent Orange story. Now, this is quite frightening. So Agent Orange, of course, Vietnam War.
Yeah, they spread it to kill the vegetation, and then it turned out that, it kills your soldiers. This is what my dad, who passed away, this is what they attribute his cancer to. He had bladder cancer, and bladder and prostate cancer, I guess, are two of the big links. And so, yeah, thank you for dumping this horrific chemical on our soldiers and killing them. Awesome.
So it's 2,4-D or 2,4-5-T weed killer is what it technically is. And at the bottom of Wallawa Lake, they have found 12 barrels with this weed killer in it.
Yeah.
sitting at the bottom of the lake.
What could possibly go wrong? And very responsible, whoever was like, well, just dump this in the lake. I don't want to properly get rid of it.
Well, the barrels are sealed, but they're now going through the process of getting them out of there. And that is where they get their drinking water.
Yes.
Out that way.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, but they say they have...
Do we know how old these barrels are? Because you can say all you want that they're sealed. You can't tell me that there's not a threat of these things leaking.
Yeah, well, they used to throw some Agent Orange out there in the forests in the 70s.
Yeah.
So perhaps it goes all the way back to that. I mean, I don't know how else.
Yeah, who doesn't, sleep the sleep of angels knowing that the barrels from 1972, I'm sure, after all this time in the water, are holding up just great.
So they have sampled the water and obviously tested the water for many, many years, and it has never shown up in their water. So that's the good thing. However, I was just reading about this, and they say that they only really test for one of the two chemicals. So, yeah. So it could be that they're now going to go back and find the other chemical in the water out there.
That's just terrifying either way. This is bad, bad business.
The other thing, too, is with these barrels, they found them several months before they did anything about them. They were just really slow to get them out of there, and people finally were like, hey, what the hell are you doing?
But they knew that's what was in these barrels?
Yeah, well, that's what it says is in the barrels.
And they didn't do anything about it. All right.
Maybe it's just a bunch of dead bodies.
Good
I don't know.
Gravy.
In there. Yeah, but that's pretty wild, man. So.
Like having some toxic chemicals sitting in a barrel in the bottom of your water supply. And it's amazing how often, like, public health stuff just doesn't seem to ring a bell. It's like, you know, in Flint, they still don't have clean water.
Yeah.
Their water is still yellow.
Sad.
And that's been, we're working on years. And you can't tell me before that someone wasn't aware that the water in Flint, maybe not the best.
So how did they find these barrels? They were like 85 feet down. And there was a guy, I guess, that was cruising around down there. There's people that do this.
Yeah, dive.
They look for historically interesting items in lakes and rivers. Well, and so this guy found them and reported them to the Oregon Department of Environmental Quality, but it took them a year to do anything about it.
Well, again, I love that report came across someone's desk and they're like, we'll get to it later. It's like me and my backyard project. I'll get around to it eventually. There is a...
And that's beautiful up there. I don't know if you've ever been up there. Wallowa Lake and all that area. Oh, it's gorgeous.
That's like deep northeast, right?
Northeast, yeah.
There is the name of the lake. There's a town that we went camping at a bunch. It's up north, and the lake that we were on, it's gonna drive me nuts. Anyway, there's a town underneath it. Like back in the 60s or whatever, they flooded a town, and that became the lake. So there's people that go up there and scuba dive all the time, and there's an entire little town underneath there. A couple hundred feet down underneath the water that you can go down there and check out.
So another thing, too, is that I guess divers found a pipe bomb on the bottom of Wallowa Lake a few years ago, and they were all over it. They were like, nobody's allowed in and this and that. And now that there's seemingly poison down there in barrel form, 100-gallon barrels, they don't really seem to be doing much. They are now, but... In fairness, but they didn't at first.
I don't know. The stories like that kind of just freak me out.
Yeah, so they're saying, I'll just read this from Oregon Live. In 10 months since the discovery was reported, the state's only investigation has been to examine Joseph's routine drinking water, the town of Joseph. And the water test results, which look every 3 years for 2,4-D, the less toxic of the two chemicals, it has not been detected in sampling that started in 1984. Until this week, no tests have been done for 2,4-5-T. Which is a herbicide unavoidably contaminated by dioxin during its manufacturing. That's on the labels of some of the barrels that are down there.
So this way has it right. So basically, if you want to dump a body, do it up in that lake because no one cares, right? You can dump whatever you want in there.
No, they'll probably go crazy if they find a body, but poison?
No big deal.
All right, that's your In the News for June 14th. We've got the Hot 5 at 5 coming up next. There's a lot going on today in the sports. Jimmy Butler. Has some news. We've got the NBA Finals fallout and a little bit of NFL news coming down as well. So we'll get to all that next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.